Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Zach Murillo, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
Kelvin's got a little bit of a flu-like symptom, so he's going to stay home and get some rest. On today's episode, we have Samantha Monroe here from Degrassi, and this and much more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So right now, we're sitting in with Samantha. How are you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
You can put that mic a little bit closer to
sure.
you, by the way. That's
How's
good?
That?
Perfect.
Good.
That's great. So you're in the show Degrassi,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people used to know it as Degrassi, The Next Generation,
mm-hmm.
but now it's just called Degrassi.
Yeah, they just recently switched it over to just Degrassi.
Nice.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, I was gonna say, a lot easier to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little about your character and your involvement with Degrassi.
Okay, well, Anya's been on the show now for 4 seasons. We're going to be doing another season coming up, season 11. Anya's character has gotten, in my opinion, so much more interesting. She started off as a copycat follower, and now she's kind of branched off into her own person, her own being, and she's much more interesting now, in my opinion.
That's awesome. So we're going to go back in time a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe more than a little bit, depending on how you answer. When and how did you realize that your passion was in acting?
Okay, so we're going back a long time.
A long time? Okay.
I was 9 years old.
Okay.
And my mom put me in a local theater group because I had way too much energy for home life. So she said, we're going to put your energy into something hopefully constructive. And it turned out that 3 years later, I found something that I really love to do, and it was acting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even... How did you realize... How did you know that this was a career that you wanted to pursue, and how did you get there?
Okay, well, actually, at theater, I had an agent approach me who said, listen, you have a lot of energy. I think you'd be great for commercials. I said, sure, sounds like your old self, thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be on TV. I did my very first commercial, and it's just kind of definitely grown since then. 10 years old.
Nice. Yeah, I remember we did Oliver together
yeah.
at the Ushalo Theater. Well, that was quite the experience and a half.
Yeah, I was a boy in that for half the play.
I think most of the women in that were little boys in that play. Oh, how things change, right?
Yeah.
What was your first profession? So just sidetracking a little. Away from the actual community theater.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first professional or union gig?
Okay, first professional gig was a Minwax commercial. I don't actually remember too much about the commercial because I was way too excited looking at the cameras and everything, and my grandma came with me, and that was my very first professional gig. I actually don't think I've ever seen the commercial, so if you ever see it, let me know where I can find it. I have no idea. I never got to see it, but that was my first professional gig.
As soon as we find it, we'll...
let me know.
We'll definitely ask you. Now, I've recently noticed that Degrassi, a few of the cast went to India.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, India was amazing. It was, I'm going to say it was a long trip there. It was 36 hours, I think, that we spent just in layovers and flights. But when we got there, it was just awesome. Like, it was so warm. The culture shock was absolutely amazing. Cows in the street. they communicate with horns there. You know, they don't really have too many rules of the road, so it's just honk your horn and that means I'm turning left, or we got to experience a lot of the culture, and we actually built a school down there with
right
the 14
on.
Of us that traveled there.
Wow, that's it sounds like a lot of fun.
It was really cool.
How was the food? I know you were mentioning earlier
okay,
that you didn't
the
like
food,
the
the food was, for me, it was very rough because I don't do spicy food, so maybe going to India for me for food wise was not a good choice. But I definitely got to try a whole bunch of new different kinds of food, but everything to me was tasted like curry.
I know if I went to India, I would definitely I would die of starvation because just spicy and I just really don't get along. Don't mind that guy running around.
Yeah,
he's
dancing past the window.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Don't mind him. That's
they're just our classmates.
It's all good.
Oh, okay.
Because I know, so was Degrassi was your first real big thing? Like where people actually knew you, like, as a constant character?
Oh, the first, I guess that was the first really big thing that I did, where people actually come up to me now and recognize me from a show. But I did do a few other things before that, and one of them was Falcon Beach, and that one filmed in Winnipeg. And I was the goth girl on the show, and she was a lead for about 3 episodes. I've only ever been recognized from that one once.
Oh, that's crazy.
But I don't look anything like me, and it was on the bus in Ottawa that they recognized me, so I was shocked. I was like, I was 16 when I did that, but well done, well done.
Yeah, I'd say. That must be one hardcore
Falcon
Beach fan. I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. That was a lot of fun, though, and I never actually... I pictured Winnipeg to be very... very much like a desert, and it wasn't. I don't know why. It's just when they talk about it, you know, in grade school, they're like, well, it's the prairie provinces, and it was beautiful. Beaches, and it was really nice. The sky is really big. That's one thing I remember. You get off the plane, and you just look around you, and there's not a hill in sight. Everything's just flat, and the sky is huge. Anyway, one thing I remember.
Wow, it's definitely being a professional actress, you get to travel the world.
Yeah, I've got opportunities to travel a lot. Most of it for me, though, is filmed in Toronto.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is the actual high school for Degrassi? So I know the old one used to be filmed right here in Centennial.
Yeah, the old one used to be filmed here. It's actually off of Bermondsey. And we filmed down there, Eglinton area. And, yeah, for sure. They have the coin house isn't there, though. I can't remember where the coin house is. It's a big, big mansion that they have. I've never been to it. I've never been to the coin house. But that one's also apparently very close by. So it's all around here, in Toronto. They've done the New York stuff in New York, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they actually did take the cast members to New York for that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what was the most, interesting place that being an actor has taken you?
Ooh, good question.
I thought so. That's why
most interesting place. You know, I'm actually gonna have to go back to Winnipeg for that one.
Oh, really?
It was just such a neat, like, it was so. I wasn't expecting it. I think that's why I liked it so much. I was expecting to be bored out of my tree. And instead, I was surprised by just this really beautiful spot. Plus, I went down there with my parents. I was only 16 or 17 when I went there.
Nice.
And that, for me, has been the most interesting place. I actually auditioned for this one thing that filmed in the Bahamas.
Ooh.
It would have been ideal, not going to lie. But I didn't end up getting that one. But I think, for me, filming a show like Lost or something like that would be like unbelievable. Films in Hawaii, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Take my mom with you. She's been dying to go to Hawaii for years.
We'll talk.
That sounds good. how hard was it for you to get known in the industry? Not just by like a fan base, but producers, directors, casting directors in general. How hard was that?
And oh my gosh. I'm not going to say that I've been completely successful. It's still a constant struggle to get some good audition tapes out there. But if you do a really good job, you know, on set and with your takes, and you put together something really good, people will notice. But I'm not going to say that it hasn't been a struggle. For every, let's say, 100 auditions that I do, I only end up getting about 1 or 2. So it's a lot of persistence.
All right. So what steps did you take to get into the industry, like becoming a actor?
Well, ACTRA actually came to me through Degrassi.
Oh.
Degrassi was kind of the big thing that pushed me into even bigger things. So it's been a real opportunity working Epitome.
That's great. What obstacles have you had to get past to get where you are today?
Oh, like I said, a lot of rejection, and you really cannot be concerned about what people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever read the fan boards ever, I wouldn't recommend it if you're an actor to read the fan boards, but they just get downright nasty for no reason most of the time, but you have to just not... listen, I guess, and keep trucking forward.
Yeah, there's definitely the jealousy, right?
I don't think it's jealousy. I think sometimes they actually just think you stunk, but you just gotta take everything with stride and just keep trying your hardest.
Yeah, the girl I'm seeing right now, she was on the show My Date With.
Yes.
She went to see Mariana's Trench.
Oh, nice.
Her and her former friend went out to that, and she says like she's been recognized a few times. She hasn't really got any, I guess, hate mail, you could say.
No, I don't think we get any hate mail. Epitome does a really good job of keeping us safe.
That's good.
Not sheltering us, just making sure that we only get the nicest of the nice.
Oh, that's
for mail and all that. That's Mariana's good. Trench, though, that's awesome. We went to the MMVAs this year.
I saw that, yeah.
That was so unreal. Like, unreal. Mm. First time I ever walked a red carpet. And wow. It was just like, it was amazing. Like, one of those things is just unbelievable.
What was really going cool. through your head when you were walking down that red carpet?
My mind was really blank. not going to lie, because there was so much to take in. There were so many pictures. There was so much stuff going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, how does my dress look? And I went down, and of course, like, I got to walk it with my friends too.
Of course,
which made it that much easier and less overwhelming. But actually, at TIFF this year, for those of you that don't know what TIFF is, it's Toronto International Film Festival. Are all listeners from Toronto mostly?
We do have one from Scotland.
Well, hello, Scotland.
The general listeners are in the Toronto area, yes.
Okay. For TIFF this year, I was Ryan Reynolds' film Buried. Oh, man, I get heck for that every time I say it. Buried, what is it?
I say Buried.
Buried? Let's stick with Buried then.
What do you say, Zach?
I say Buried.
Yeah. Buried?
Buried.
Okay.
All right, cool. Stick with Buried. I was like, is there any way at all to get in? And the girl, you know, who was in charge of the red carpet goes, definitely not. No way. There's no way for you to get in. And then I think there was about 16 girls waiting for Ryan Reynolds. I went, oh, my God, it's the girl from Degrassi. Everybody whips out their cameras, and the girl's like, maybe we might have an extra ticket. And I was like, yeah. I was so excited. So I definitely got to walk the same carpet as Ryan Reynolds. I don't think Ryan Reynolds knows, but I know. I think that's all that counts.
That's all, of course. That's all that counts, right?
Yeah, that was really cool, though.
For any young actors who are listening, or potential, or wannabe, I wouldn't say wannabe. What's the word I'm looking for? Aspiring.
Aspiring.
There we go. Aspiring actors. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest to them if they really want to get into this?
If they really, really want to get in, and I mean really, really bad. I would recommend taking an acting class.
Okay.
Before you jump into just getting the agent, see if you have a knack for it. See if you like it. Because you might like the idea of being on television, but might not like the work associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
See if an acting class, if you're interested in doing that line of work.
Mm-hmm.
If you do like it, if you like putting it all together, go and see and try and find an agent. Toronto is really blessed with some fantastic agents, fantastic, and just look them up online.
Right.
I get questions like that all the time on on Facebook and Twitter. How do I get into it? So you just need to find yourself an agent and then start auditioning.
Alrighty. Now talk a little bit about this coming. I know this, when Degrassi is going to start filming. I believe it's next week, if I'm correct. You guys start filming next week.
They film next week. I think they start filming in March.
In March,
we have our first read through.
Okay.
On the 14th.
All right. Tell us a little bit about this coming season, if you can.
I know absolutely nothing.
You haven't read your script yet?
The read through's on the 14th. I haven't read
it. Oh, okay.
They keep us in suspense because, like, what happens is we all sit in the read-through and we read the scripts, and they gauge it sometimes on our reactions. So, like, something crazy will happen, and then everybody will go, oh, my gosh, because we're all reading it for the first time.
Oh, okay.
So they let us read the scripts, I think, three weeks normally before we end up filming them. So I'm just as in the dark as everybody else
about
what's happening.
It happened to me once during a read-through. It's probably a little bit different than... what you go through, but I got this role, and I didn't. It's funny. It's the character I wanted, and then all of a sudden, you know, we went through the read through, and all of a sudden, I play the role as John, and all of a sudden, you see on the, in the screen, the screen directions, John comes out, returns on set in a satin dress, and I was like, what?
Had that happen before? Anya comes on in a bikini in a wet dream sequence.
Oh dear.
That was a shock. I was sitting in the read-through going, what? I had Spencer was there too, and him and I were just looking at each other like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah, but same, yeah.
Yeah, I
definitely
was,
the same kind of shock value, I'm sure.
Yeah, I didn't find out until then that I was that my character was a cross-dresser. It was interesting. The first thing I said was like, I don't remember
normally
this.
Normally they put that in the breakdown. Normally.
Normally, but
normally
they didn't.
Normally they let you know.
They didn't let me know. It was quite upsetting.
I'm never that shocked in auditions. I'll let you know that, though.
So other than Degrassi, what are you doing now, and what lies ahead for you?
Okay, I just finished filming Rookie Blue.
Ooh.
That was really cool. I was just a day player on that. I filmed for a few days, and that was really, really awesome. Nice. You know, they actually, it's just a completely different set, completely different character. Mm-hmm. I played a stripper.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
That's definitely different.
She didn't strip. It's okay.
That's good.
It was definitely just, it's such a dark kind of feel to the role, and it's so different from Anya. And then I'm also working on this fundraiser I'm having, that I'm doing at the local theater group I was telling you about at OLT.
OLT, yeah.
And it's actually Glee at OLT.
Whoa.
So it's
got a nice catch to it.
Singing and dancing galore. So it's proven to be a lot of fun, and we've only got three shows, and the first two are 95% sold out, and the last one I think is 75% sold out.
All right, how do people get tickets for this?
You can go online. You can get tickets there at OshawaLittleTheatre.com.
Okay.
And we also have a box office, and it's just in Oshawa off of it's 62. Russet
Drive.
Drive?
I think it's Drive.
Is it Drive? You would know. You went there.
I did go.
Something like that.
Drive. It's definitely
off
Drive.
Off of Simcoe. There you go.
There you go.
Look for a thing that says Russet. And yeah, you can definitely get tickets. It's going to be really good. I got the opportunity to do it with my sister too.
Which makes it that much
for sure. Better. For sure.
Alrighty. Yeah. All right, thank you so much for coming on, Sam.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great, to catch up first of all, and it's nice to see that all the local talent that goes out there.
Yeah, it's super fun.
All right, thanks a lot, Sam.
Thanks so much, Eric.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking about Marianas Trench, we've got some awesome Marianas Trench to start you off. We got beside you coming at you. Here it is. When your tears are spent on your last pretense. Your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. When it's in your spine, like you've walked for miles, and the only thing you want is just to be still for a while. Between the things you know is blurry nonetheless. When you try to speak, but you make no sound, and the words you want are out of reach, but they've never been so loud. Pretense.
and your tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. And if your heart wears thin, I will hold you up. And I will hide you when it gets too much. I'll be right beside you. Nobody will break you. And if your heart wears thin, I will hold you up. And I will hide you when it gets too.
Bye.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be united. Change me, and now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. Such a birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. I am Zach Murillo. E.T., Eric Terry has stepped out for just a quick second. I don't know what to talk about. Kind of put in an awkward spot here. So, those last three songs were Michael Bublé's Haven't Met You Yet. But before that, we had Marianas Trench with Beside You and Thousand Foot Crutch with Hand Grenade. And that last song was Haven't Met You Yet. So, if you weren't tuned in before the music break, we were here interviewing Samantha, who plays Anya on Degrassi. You missed a great interview. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of putting a quick spot right here. Sorry. Okay. Well, we're going to go to one more song right now just to fill some time until Mr. Eric Terry gets back. He's having a kind of medical emergency. He will tell you all about it when he gets back, so please stay tuned. This is Owl City with Fireflies. Enjoy.
Believe your eyes, if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep, 'cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slow. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a little bit of a prolonged music break there. We started you off with Hand Grenade by 1,000-Foot Crutch, and then we had Beside You with Mariana's Trench, and we also had Michael Bublé with Haven't Met You Yet, and then you just heard Fireflies by Owl City. Now, I'm just going to let you know, guys, if you're wondering why I sound a little bit different today, you see, there was this epic battle between me and the person I'm seeing and her seven evil. No, I'm just kidding. This isn't Scott Pilgrim. No, it was I was clumsy.
A little bit of a medical announcement, like I said before, the song.
You did?
There was a little bit of an awkward silence. I apologize, guys, for that.
It's okay. I kind of threw Zach on the spot. That was my fault.
No newspaper, no news, nothing.
Nothing. I just said, Zach, go on. He's like, what?
a little bit of a medical emergency.
What happened was I was on my way into the school, and there's this chain that prevents cars from entering the parking lot. And normally I have absolutely no problem jumping over this chain. And I don't know what the hell happened this time. But
blame the ice.
I'm sure. I don't. Well, actually, I think I just didn't jump high enough. And then I tripped and I fell face first into the cement. And yeah, an ambulance was called. Don't worry, I'm fine. My nose is not broken. It's just really sore and a couple cuts and a little bit swollen. Other than that, I'm perfectly fine. So if I sound a little bit funny, that's why. I was injured. I do blame. Who can we put the blame on today?
Well, there's multiple people. We could blame Kelvin, who ran home. We could blame the ice on the ground. We could blame Jewy for no apparent reason.
Oh, okay.
just blame anybody.
I'll blame government. Just because I can, and everybody else decides that they like to blame the government and everything.
For not salting the sidewalks.
We'll say that. Or just that the chain should be lower.
Whatever. Yeah.
Regulation should change that. I'll see a lawyer.
Put that on the discussion group. You guys choose who you should blame for E.T.'s broken nose.
I agree. What do you guys think? Who should I blame for the for my? It's not broken. It's injured.
Say it's broken just
for my broken nose. but I do. I would like to let us know. Give us a call. Check the email. Email us. Facebook us. Tweet us. You guys know the drill. I would like to say, though, that the service that we got was quick and it was good. Went to the security guy. Oh, he was away from his desk at first, but we did page him and he got on the situation quick, called an ambulance. The ambulance was here within 5 minutes. It was really good. It was really funny because as soon as like the ambulance pulled in, Samantha pulled in. And I looked at her with this gauze on my nose, this like blood red, literally blood red gauze. And I said, oh, hi, Sam. Good to see you again. And she looked at me, she's like, oh, my God, what happened? And explained the story. So it was kind of funny. I was waiting for both an ambulance and my guest at the same time. And they both arrived at the same time. You know, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, figures. This one unlucky day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's one day, the one day that I jump over that I have a show in the evening, and I'm expecting somebody. You know, oh, I've got a headache now.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, I'll be going to the hospital after this, so in case anybody out there is extremely worried, I'm going to see a professional right after this show, once everything's taken care of.
And if we have another awkward silence, you know why.
You know why, I would
if you hear an awkward silence and some sirens, that's why.
I agree. I'm just looking at my reflection. Wow, that's actually apparently still bleeding.
Yeah, I told you, it was like soaking up during the song break.
Oh, I didn't, that's what you were telling them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm okay now, though, guys.
Don't worry too much. He will be going to see a doctor. He better be.
I will be. Don't worry.
Okay.
So I just, for all the people who complain about the service with 911 that isn't good enough, I like to point my finger at you and say, what the hell is your problem? You know what? Obviously, sometimes things happen. There's traffic. And it's honestly, it's not the fault of the service that will prevent them from being late. It's the traffic and
stupid drivers,
the a-holes who are also out there who don't move for ambulance, fire, or police. If it's police, they're obviously going to start running from it. I hide every time I see a police officer, just for
reflexes.
Reflex.
Are you sure it's not because you do something bad? I'm asking. I have no idea. I'm asking.
We'll leave that up in the air
for episode 20.
No. Yes, guys, this is show number 18. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a sec. That's pretty crazy.
Crazy.
18 episodes. We started last semester with this. Well, E.T. started with it. I came in about episode 7.
I have no idea when you started.
Who knows?
I don't care. Well, I do care, obviously, because you're here.
Woo!
I think you're more dedicated than Kelvin is some days. I mean, Kelvin's late. He just doesn't show up for some reasons.
And even when he is here, I'm still here sometimes.
It's true. Zach is pretty awesome. Kelvin, if you are listening, we do love you.
Yeah, it's just...
It's just fun.
You know what? Just get better. Get better. That's all we're saying.
Yes, get better, Kelvin. We do hope you feel better.
Same with Ellis Berman. Please get better.
Ellis, yes, get better.
I don't know if she'd be listening to this.
I don't know, but...
We'll tell her to listen to the podcast.
Yay! Earlier we had Samantha Monroe from Degrassi. It's kind of cool to have to have somebody that big come into the studio.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Last week we had Andrew WK call from Australia.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sad I missed that.
Oh, where were you again?
I was at home stuck in the snow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The snowstorm. I think I'm probably one of the most dedicated hosts here. Let's see. I trucked through the snow last Wednesday to get here and was here on time. What else? And then I was so close to breaking my nose today, and the ambulance people said, you should come with us. And I said, no, I have a show in 45 minutes that I have to be on air at 7 o'clock precisely. Yeah. And they're like, okay. And I said, I will go to the doctor after my show, but this is something that needs to be done. So you're talking to one of the most dedicated radio hosts in this college.
Yeah.
So, woo.
If only he was that dedicated with his classes.
I'm going to hit you. I'm going to smack you.
I'm sorry, but a bunch of times you have come in late.
Do you know how much of a trek it is from Oshawa? Do you know how hard it is to get up to leave my house at 6 o'clock for an 8:30 class on Mondays?
It's called set your alarm earlier.
I do. My alarm goes off at 4:30.
Then how the hell do you get late?
The snooze button. whoever invented this snooze button, curse you.
Someone who liked to sleep in and procrastinate. Probably one of your ancestors, or maybe you're like probably reincarnated from
him. You know what? Probably.
Whatever you believe in religion-wise, if you believe in reincarnation, then yes, this is E.T., the reincarnation of the snooze button.
I'm so sorry, guys. what was I going to say? One thing I did want to talk about, I was at my friend's over the weekend, my friend Nick, and he was saying, I said, what can I do for this show? And he said, start doing something that will attract the attention of listeners. And I said, okay, so I'm doing that. Okay, now what? He said, you can throw out all the advertising you want, but it's word of mouth. I'm like, okay, yeah, that doesn't help me any. He's like, well, things you could talk about issues is stuff on campus.
Yeah.
College issues. I mean, let's talk about this chain for a second. How many people have tripped over that chain? I might have had the biggest injury from it.
Yeah, you're probably the most serious injury.
But, I mean, that chain is very dangerous. People enter and exit the college from that entrance every single day.
And I think it's even worse with winter.
With the winter, it's worse, obviously, because there's snow and there's ice, and people can slip and fall very easily. I was just stupid and clumsy that I just didn't jump high enough. And you know what? I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed. Because not only I almost broke my nose because of this, and you know who knows, maybe somebody will break their nose. They kept asking me if I had a concussion. I could have easily broke my nose and got a concussion out of this, and it's something that I believe needs to be brought up with the school. You know, I did see the dean as he was leaving. Yes, he did say feel better, but I think I should have said something where I said, you know what, this is an issue. This needs to be discussed. You know, this needs to be brought up. What else? What is it going to say? I think that it's something that us as a student body, should talk about. I've talked to my co-hosts and a few friends about renaming the show Rock the Boat. Why? Because I think we should start rocking the boat at Centennial College, because you know what? We're students. We're paying thousands and thousands of dollars every year to come to this college to learn what we're supposed to be learning. And I think we have the right to say what needs to be said and to bring up what we think needs to bring up as a student body. That's just me.
I agree, but personally I prefer the name Where the Wind Blows. I think that's just a name everybody's gotten used to. There's posters all over the campuses.
That's true.
And I think the how it sounds, like when people say
Where the Wind Blows.
I think it sounds better than Rocking the Boat.
Okay, yeah, we'll stick to that. But the other topic, I just think that, you know, as a student body, we should start, you know, addressing these situations. Let's talk about this stuff on air. Let's start, you know, what do you guys think? Is there anybody out there who goes to Centennial College or is in a college or university in general? Do you have issues with your with the way that your education is run, or are there issues that just need to be addressed in general? Security, harassment, bullying, all that wonderful stuff. Do you feel that there's something here that needs to be addressed either at Centennial or any other campus or wherever you are? I mean, if so, let us know. Send us a tweet right on our Facebook wall. You know, I think the discussion board is kind of dead. But so what we're going to do is just get it right on the wall, guys. And just let us know how you're feeling and what you think of all this. If there's any issues that you feel need to be brought up, just give us a call. You know, Zach is standing by the phone. The number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. So give us a call there. If you think you have anything that needs to be brought up about your school, bring it up. And you know what? Maybe we'll talk to the we'll see if somehow we can get involved with your student association, and they can bring it up with their dean. Because you know what? I think that you know, as students, we pay all this money every year, and a lot of us are in debt because of this. We should be getting the services and the and everything that we are paying for.
I agree.
With that being said, we're gonna jump to some more music here. We're gonna listen to some Faber Drive, and here is "When I'm With You" by Faber Drive.
Talk to you, baby. Am I ever glad you wanted me to? It's been 2 years to the day. Half the time I've been away. I know I'm not there enough, but that's gonna change. 'Cause I'm coming back to show you that I'm keeping the promise I made.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we had Rev Theory there for you, and we were just talking in the studio about this wonderful nose injury of mine. I guess it's the topic of the day because it's just so unexpected.
Yeah,
that chain needs to be removed.
Yeah,
not removed, but just it's put something else in its place. Like, you know how
I'm trying to think of something.
I got one. You know how they have like those things. Those medians that like in like parking lots and stuff,
mm-hmm.
have like those there, so people won't accidentally trip, because you can't trip over those. You would walk right into it, and that's just stupidity.
Yeah,
that's not being a klutz or clumsy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you said substitute it for something else, I was thinking, what else could we put there? And then I thought, just spike trip, and I'm like, no, if E.T. falls on that, we're screwed.
Yeah, which is like, just something, you know, that's more noticeable and not like just cement. Like just some sort of like cement pillars blocks. Or something, cement blocks, cinder blocks or something. Just
then on the other hand, someone else will think, I know, let's jump over this, Jordan Moss. Yeah, they'll think,
well, that's just
let's jump over this, and then if they hurt themselves,
worse. That's just their own stupidity, though, because they tried to jump over that, and that's obviously not a jumpable height. Well, it is if you're, you know, some like amazing stunt double and stuff, but still, like this was a chain. A simple metal chain. The ice, the roads are slippery. It's not icy. It's just like slushy and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's something that, you know, maybe I'll talk to the dean about it or somebody, because it's something that really should be addressed, because I could have gotten seriously injured from that.
For all we know, you could be. Like, you're going to the hospital later just in case.
This is true.
I'll tell you next week.
Well, if I'm not here next week, you know why. Because I know something that happens, like, if you break your nose a certain way, it'll kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe this on radio, but I can show you guys here in the studio. Like, when somebody hits their nose, like, where their nostrils are, and it gets hit up, then the cartilage will jet into your brain, and it'll kill you instantly. That's dangerous. That is very dangerous. And if I fell just the right way, there, I would not be here doing the show with you guys.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Scary, scary stuff.
It's definitely scary. But on a lighter note, I've been told by somebody on BlackBerry to say hi from everybody here in the studio. So, Kristen Cockle, hello from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows. I'm not sure if you're listening, but I know that you're on BlackBerry right now, and so I will say thanks for listening, and so will Zach Murillo.
Hello. There you go. I don't know who you are, but hi.
That's Kristen. I work with her.
Okay.
She's probably one of the reasons why I'm still there. Like, legitimately. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Her and a few other coworkers are probably the reason why I'm still there, because we won't get into that right now. But on a later note, tomorrow's a new episode of The Big Bang Theory, guys. You definitely have to watch that show. I've been watching this show religiously since day one.
I was about to say.
I got really involved about halfway through season 3. Before that, I had season 1. I had the seasons on DVD. Actually, before I even had the seasons on DVD, I just watched them online to catch up. And so it was seasons 1, 2, and 3 I watched. And now I've been watching religiously every week. And if I've missed it, I just go on ctv.ca and watch the episodes. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because I have recently memorized not just the theme song for that show, but the actual legit 1:45 song. And that's what I want to leave you guys with today. I'll keep you guys posted with my nose, and I'll let you guys know, I'll obviously let you know how everything goes that way. And we'll probably have a better show next week. Something's a little bit more planned and not really, you know,
and not randomly putting me on the spot. It's like, Zach, take over.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So on that note, we'll have yourself a great week. Stay safe. Do not, if you trip over something, call. Yeah,
and blame the government.
Always blame the government. Anyways, guys, I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm Zach Murillo, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
And here is the Big Bang Theory theme song by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leap, but they were late and they all died.
The oceans in Pangaea, see a wooden bottom be a set in motion by the same Big Bang.
It all started with a Big Bang.
It's expanding ever outward, but one day it will pause and start to go the other way.
Collapsing ever inward, we won't be here, it won't be heard. Our best and brightest figure, that it'll make an even bigger bang.
getting sick of us debating how we're here. They're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy.
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the